Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Increased security at a Wake County middle school after a threat was posted online. WRAL's Laura Levine will break down how many threats like this we've seen in local schools so far this year.
And it's another mild start. Watching just a little disturbance swinging through. I'll show you what our chances are of seeing a quick shower this morning. And as we near the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden continues his visit in Europe. Details on the address he's expected to make today in Poland. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday. A lot of news to get to. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We'll get right to it here and get your day started. Thanks for joining us. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're looking at that radar. It's pretty spotty after those showers moved off yesterday.
And we take a look here and you can see just an isolated shower, a little sprinkle here. Futurecast is showing the chance that we're going to see a little bit of light patchy rain this morning, right during the morning commute or 7 a.m. The thing about it is we're watching what's happening right now and most of that's fizzling out. It's a fairly dry air mass in place right now. So this is sort of our worst case scenario this morning. This version of Futurecast really the only one that's showing much rain for us this morning. So that may be a little bit overdone, but we'll take a look at it anyway. After that, everything clears out. We're going to see some cloud cover on and off again today like we did yesterday. It looks pretty gray for us through the afternoon, but gradually we may see a bit of sunshine. And certainly by tomorrow, it looks a lot brighter. It is definitely a mild start this morning, 52. We still have our southwest wind keeping things nice and mild. Our temperature 63 in Fayetteville right now. It's 55 in Rocky Mount and a much colder 41 up in Roxborough. So big range in our temperatures this morning. It's going to be a warm afternoon. Even with a little bit of cloud cover on and off, we climb on up into the mid-70s. That's not far from a record, and we'll continue to see that trend toward record highs for much of the rest of the week.
Today, extra security and law enforcement will be at Wake Forest Middle School after a threat was posted on social media. That's where we find WRAL's Laura Levine. And Laura, this is just the latest in a long string of threats at Wake County schools.
It is, Jeff. Parents, faculty, and staff should expect to see that extra security here at Wake Forest Middle School later this morning. And we just want to remind everyone that this is just a precautionary measure that they do to make students and staff feel safe. Principal Chris Bradford shared this message with parents, stating the school recently discovered a threat to the school and specific members of the school community that was posted online yesterday evening. He also thanked students and parents for coming forward with the information. This has been reported to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, who is investigating, along with the Wake County Public Schools security team. Get a look at this map here. This school threat is added to the long list of threats made in the school system just this month alone. You're looking at a total of 11 schools across the district that has been targeted. Local and state leaders are working right now to really crack down on the threats we are seeing that just continues to pop up across Wake County Public Schools. This morning here, we're going to continue to monitor that presence we see throughout the morning as students are being dropped off. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Wake Forest.
Police are still searching for a shooter after a man was shot and killed in the front yard of his Sanford home. Sky 5 shows the scene of the shooting. It happened near Magnolia and Simmons Streets. Family members identified the victim as 72-year-old Joseph Smith. A woman who identified herself as Smith's sister-in-law says she witnessed him being shot as she was going to her car.
He was bleeding, just bleeding. He didn't even know he had been shot. And when I tried to grab him, he fell.
Another man was shot and taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay.
Today, President Biden is back in Poland one day after making a surprise visit to Ukraine. He arrived back in Poland last night after his unannounced trip to Kyiv. He'll meet with Polish president and other leaders of NATO countries in Eastern Europe to talk about continued support for Ukraine. He also plans to deliver a speech to rally international support for the cause.
Right now, Russian President Vladimir Putin is giving a major speech to his country's legislature. This is a live look at him giving that address, as top U.S. officials expect a new spring offensive from Russia in Ukraine in the coming weeks. And while in Ukraine, President Biden announced $500 million in new aid, including military equipment and ammunition. He also said the U.S. would impose new sanctions on Russia later this week. Russian leaders are reportedly upset with a comment recently made by Vice President Kamala Harris, accusing Russia of committing crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
This morning, even more school bus routes will be uncovered in Chapel Hill, more than yesterday, because more than half of the district's drivers are sick. A majority have tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in the transportation building. The situation is making the existing driver shortage that much harder. Today, 23 bus routes are uncovered. The district is prioritizing elementary school routes and those students with special needs. Any bus driver who tests positive for COVID has to be off for 5 days. The school system says no clusters of students have reported getting sick. Parents can expect bus routes to be canceled again tomorrow as well.
Today, the Triangle's newest charter school officially opens. It's the latest in a push for more charter schools in North Carolina. WRS Nia Hardin is here to explain why charter schools are gaining popularity. Nia, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Well, today the state superintendent is actually going to be here at this new school, Triangle Math and Science Academy, here in Apex. And this school adds to the more than 200 charter schools we're seeing across the state, many of them right here in Wake County. That number continues to grow. Public school systems have argued that they take money from public schools and they lack diversity. Some of the reasons parents are choosing to go to charter schools could be due to the high amount of capped public schools, bus driver shortages as well. WRAL education reporter Emily Walkenhorst says some charter schools are pushing for more inclusion.
Some charter schools have become more diverse as they've adopted what are called weighted lotteries, which are basically lotteries of applicants that are designed around, you know, we'll accept students that reflect the demographic of the county we're operating in. So you've seen some improvements as schools adopt those weighted lotteries.
Now, some of the things that TMSA has also pledged to do will be to offer free lunch, and they're going to be offering free transportation, and they'll even have Saturday school. Nia Hardin, WRAL News in Apex.
Alex Murdoch's only surviving son, Buster, is expected to take the stand in his father's double murder trial this morning. The defense is also expected to call an accident reconstructionist. They'll offer a different perspective of investigators handling the crime scene. Alex Murdoch is on trial for the murders of his wife, Margaret, and their son, Paul, in the days after he was accused of fraud at his law firm.
Another threat at the school where a six-year-old student shot their teacher weeks ago. In a letter to families on Monday, a school supervisor said a group of fifth graders were texting over the weekend when one of them said they would, quote, pop some bullets and tell someone to shoot up the class. Back on January 6th, a first-grade teacher at the school, Abby Zwerner, was shot by her own student. The Newport News School District and Police Department are both actively investigating.
And investigators are working to figure out what caused an explosion at an Ohio metal and paint factory. This is new video of that smoke. Drivers could see it from the road. 13 people were taken to the hospital after the explosion Monday afternoon. At least one of the people injured was listed in critical condition. The blast was so severe, pieces from the facility were landing across the street on top of cars.
The bond for a man accused of committing sex crimes with a seven-year-old will not be reduced. Kenneth Newcomer remains in custody under a $1 million bond. He appeared in court Monday, charged with two counts of first-degree sex offense with a child and three counts of indecent liberties with a child. The alleged crimes were said to have taken place in late 2007 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on Creedmoor Road. Newcomer was heavily involved with the Raleigh Church. His wife was a longtime children's ministry director.
Wake Tech is getting nearly $1 million in federal funding to help train students in an electric vehicle, in the electric vehicle industry. Congresswoman Deborah Ross will join school and county leaders today in announcing $939,000 in federal funding. It'll be used to start Wake Tech's Grid to Plug to Wheels program. The two-year program will train technicians to build and maintain power supply infrastructure and service electric vehicles. This morning's ceremony is happening at the school's Hendrick Center for Automotive Excellence.
It is 4:39. Alec Baldwin's charges in the Rush shooting cases have been downgraded. We explain why the charges were changed and how much time he could spend in jail.
Well, some recall parents will want to know about the risk some cans of Enfamil formula could pose to children.
And here's a live look in Goldsboro. We'll near record high temperatures today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how warm it will get and when we might see some rain.
From from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 on a mild morning. Look at this, 55 in Rocky Mount. It's 52 in Durham and 63 currently in Fayetteville. It is colder up to the north right now. We're seeing some temperatures in the 40s near the Virginia line. We'll likely see a quick sprinkle this morning right about the time of the evening commute. We're going to see increasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-50s for most of us as you're heading out the door. By later on this afternoon, it should be over. We still could see some lingering cloud cover, but it's going to be a warm afternoon as the kids are leaving school. Temperatures will likely be in the mid-70s, and this is the start of some very warm temperatures that will continue all the way through Thursday, culminating in a day that could be the warmest that we've ever seen in February. I'll show you some more statistics coming up.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Russian President Vladimir Putin is making a State of the Nation speech. He is addressing the country's Federal Assembly. And so far, we've been listening in. He's been saying that they had no choice. Invading Ukraine was necessary to defend Russia. He claimed that the West was preparing to turn Ukraine into a launchpad of weapons to attack Russia, meaning that Moscow had to act before it could do so. He's also been repeating the unsubstantiated claim that Ukraine was pushing to be provided with nuclear weapons. This is live. This is happening right now. We're going to listen in and bring you any more updates from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. U.S. household debt is the highest it's been since the financial crisis in 2008. Within the first 3 months of 2022, Americans saw household debt surge by more than $300 billion. Now it's at $17 trillion overall, a number not recorded since 2008. High interest and inflation rates are to blame as more Americans paid costly mortgages last year, and that drove up the nation's household debt. An investigation is underway after a man was hit and killed by a tow truck in Greenville. Greenville police say the crash happened around 8 Sunday night near Dickinson Avenue and South Skinner Street. 53-year-old Robert McLeod was killed. And after the suspect drove away from the scene, the driver accused of causing it surrendered. If you have any information about the crash, call the Greenville police.
Twitter is facing several lawsuits over unpaid bills. A Wall Street Journal report says the social media platform's pending lawsuits now total $14 million. Three lawsuits involve the company's San Francisco headquarters. They allege Twitter failed to make almost $7 million in rent payments.
Documents revealed a prosecutor in New Mexico downgraded the involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin. What this does is reduce the jail time Baldwin was facing from 5 years to a maximum of 18 months. Baldwin was holding the gun that fired on the set of the movie Rust, killing the film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's lawyers argued the Santa Fe County District Attorney incorrectly charged the actor under a version of a New Mexico firearms law. Mind you, that's a law that passed months after the shooting death, according to the New York Times.
Your tax refund may be smaller this year. According to the IRS, the average refund so far is under $2,000. That's compared to last year's average of about $2,200. The expiration of pre-pandemic stimulus programs is the main factor for lower refunds.
Raleigh city leaders want to hear from you about how they should spend their money. There are just 7 days left for Raleigh residents to share what they think the city should prioritize in next year's budget. The city posted a poll on its website asking for feedback on transportation, housing, parks, and the environment. Five randomly selected participants will win a $50 gift card.
Tonight, the Fayetteville community can weigh in on a development block grant. This is one of several opportunities for the community to give their opinion on how that federal funding should be used. Some of the programs being proposed are affordable housing, economic development, job skills training, and homelessness. Now, tonight's meeting starts at 6 at the Cliffdale Recreation Center. And we have a recall to tell you about involving a popular baby formula. Reckitt says it is voluntarily recalling two batches of its ProSobe formula. The company says it is recalling the cans because bacteria might have contaminated the formula. The recall affects 145,000 of those cans. So far, there's no evidence the bacteria made its way into the formula. There are no reports of anybody getting sick. The formula was made between August and September of last year and has an expiration date of March 1st of next year.
In Granville County, one of the main entrances to the town of Butner will be closed for the next few days. DOT crews will close Central Avenue at the railroad tracks to make upgrades to the crossing there. The work starts today and should last 2 days. Anyone trying to enter Butner from I-85 is asked to take the exit for NC-56 or NC-15.
4:48 right now on our Tuesday morning, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Loving these temperatures. I mean, it is still February, but as odd as it is, it's pretty nice out there.
It is, yeah. Yesterday was nice out. We're going to see even warmer temperatures over the next several days, but it will be a little unsettled at times. We have a couple of things coming through. One, tiny disturbance this morning, and then tomorrow morning, we'll have a warm front moving through, and that's what's going to help us to see temperatures climbing into the 80s by Thursday afternoon. But a little tiny shower back to the west. This is a look at how Futurecast is handling it. Futurecast definitely showing a good chance of some light, patchy rain, especially around 7 a.m. You can see that moving on through. After that, it moves by. So we're looking at, you know, probably between 5 and 7 a.m. with a quick shower, probably just windshield wipers at intermittent. We're not going to see a whole lot of this. Futurecast then shows a strong flow coming out of the west, but doesn't really clear us out. So it may be fairly cloudy as we head through the remainder of the day today. But by tomorrow, we're back to a bit more sunshine. Temperatures are just going to keep on warming up. Right now, our temperature 52 degrees in the triangle will climb up into the upper 60s by lunchtime. So that's going to be a quick warm up for us. Our high temperatures this afternoon, almost 80 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 76 in Rocky Mount, 75 in Durham, and 73 degrees in Roxborough. It's going to be a warm one. Also notice that it will be windy this afternoon. We're going to see gusts up to 25 to 30 miles per hour. And as we dry out and we see low humidity with the windy conditions, we have increased fire danger. So you're asked not to do any outdoor burning today, because with those conditions, fires could spread really quickly. Take a look at what happens with our temperature contours. By Thursday, we go to pink, and then we start to see the cooler air filtering in for us on Saturday. So those temperatures are going to skyrocket. Today, our forecast high is 76, the record 77. For tomorrow, 77 with the forecast, with the record being 78. So those will be close. But on Thursday, we'll likely hit mid-80s, which is way above the previous record of 79. That 85 on Thursday has even more stats attached to it. It would be the warmest February day on record at RDU. The previous warmest was 84, set back on February 26, 1977. Our normal high of 85 happens in June. So this is way, way above normal. Because of that, our pollen counts are starting to climb earlier than normal. It's high now for poplar and elm trees. We're not seeing the yellow pine pollen yet, but if we continue to see these mild temperatures, which it looks like we will, we'll likely see that pine pollen coming earlier than it normally does. Our next best chance of rain comes Saturday. The temperatures will drop with that back into the 50s coming up. I'll walk you through Saturday so you can plan around those showers.
Well, wait for it. Thanks, Elizabeth. Starbucks is recalling prepackaged drinks. What the company says some bottles may contain that could harm you.
Plus, Carowinds is on a hiring spree. How long you have to apply for a job? We're uncovering tangible traces of the Underground Railroad that ran through North Carolina. This week, our Hidden History series takes us to Halifax, North Carolina. WRL's Ken Smith gives you a look at a historic jail and the dangerous journey freedom seekers encountered.
In Halifax, North Carolina, the path to freedom for enslaved people flowed along the tranquil Roanoke River. But escaping slavery across this peaceful waterway in this rural community was a journey wrought with uncertainty, fear, and danger.
Our 1838 jail is a place where when freedom seekers were apprehended, it is one of the places they would have been brought to.
The freedom seekers who ended up in this jail could face extreme punishment, including torture, flogging, and what's more, they were often sent back into slavery.
People are often trying to find something that would be a tangible part of the Underground Railroad.
The stories of many freedom seekers are lost to time, but so-called runaway ads from that era paint a picture of what men and women would face chasing a life of freedom.
When a freedom seeker disappeared, the slaveholders would put out an ad called a runaway ad. For us as researchers, oftentimes that's our only real reference to these people in their search for freedom.
McMahon says the runaway ads also show many freedom seekers didn't give up on their dream of a better life when they were caught and sent back into slavery.
We have accounts of individuals that actually traveled through Halifax in search of freedom. One of the most famous is James Williams, who actually swam across the Roanoke River near Halifax in the middle of a thunder and lightning storm.
Visitors could now step into a 200-year-old jail cell where freedom seekers were held when they were caught. They can also walk the Underground Railroad Trail through the woods to an overlook of the Roanoke River, the path to freedom that gave enslaved people a life raft. Ken Smith, WRAL News.
You can visit Historic Halifax for a tangible history of the Underground Railroad. You can also read the full story on WRAL.com. Search Black History Month. More than 300,000 Starbucks vanilla Frappuccino bottles are being recalled. That's because they might contain glass. The bottles you should check are the 13.7-ounce vanilla Frappuccinos with the expiration dates of March 8th, May 29th, June 4th, and 10th. PepsiCo issued the warning to retailers and consumers just 2 days ago. But the FDA says the recall began on January 28th and is still ongoing.
Carowinds is looking to hire more than 2,000 people for its 50th anniversary season. The theme park's management expects to fill more than 300 of those roles during a week-long hiring period. It's happening until this Friday. Positions that still need to be filled include admissions, aquatics, food and beverage, merchandise, and game ride operations and security. Hourly pay starts at $15. Another milestone in the push for more charter schools in North Carolina. We take a look at why charter schools are gaining popularity in the area.
Plus, increased security at one Wake County school after an online threat. We look into how many situations like this have happened at area schools so far this year.